Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. The Astrology Hour comes to you weekdays from 12 noon to 1 o'clock, and Tuesday special expanded edition from 12 noon to 2 o'clock. The Astrology Hour is a public-supported radio show. It's sort of a club, and if you'd like to subscribe to the Astrology Hour Club, just order our charts and services when you hear the mail order announcements. Or if you're in a real big hurry, just call the Astrology Helpline number. That's right. And that number, ready, is 391-3166, a very important number, 213-391-3166. I remain Farley Malaris, and welcome to another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on the Fox. Today we are going to continue to discuss the Ascendant, which I feel is the most important part of the chart in astrology, and we're going to discuss Ascendant compatibility. Who you get along with best as far as rising signs are concerned, and who gets along with you the best, and who would give you the biggest problem, and the importance of understanding the self in relationship to what the Ascendant means. So, a very critical topic. Like I say, if you don't know rising signs, then you're not going to get astrology down. You must know rising signs. Very, very important. Okay, and also, another thing that's important is the fact that I'm happy because I'm here, and I'm healthy, and I'm capable, and I feel very, very powerful, and after listening to Nancy's show, I feel thin, and also very creative today. How you doing? How you doing, Southern California? Give me a call, and let me know what's up in your life, good or bad. It doesn't have to be metaphysically based. If you just want to talk about something or if you have a problem, I'm a therapist, so I can help you. At least I try to be a therapist. And, I'm here to chat with you. I know a lot of people listen to the show, and I don't want any one of you to ever be depressed or down. So if you're in a bad mood, call up, and we'll let you talk to Farley or Mickey Mouse or whoever you want to make you feel better, to help you feel better. And that number is 379-8255. If it's not an astrological-based question, you don't even have to give your information. Just say, I want to talk to Farley. That's simple. Okay, yeah, let's dive right into this topic. You know, the Ascendant is so important. I was thinking yesterday what kind of topic I would do today. You know, I could not spend enough time on the Ascendant, on the rising sign, no matter what I did. I don't think enough astrologers do spend enough time on the Ascendant that they can. Because the Ascendant, as I talked about in yesterday's show, is the energy that approaches the Earth from the East. And the reason why that energy is so important is because that is the direction in which the Earth is spinning. And the Earth is spinning very quickly. Because you got to believe that if the Earth goes around one full turn in 24 hours, hey, we are covering a lot of ground. So the Earth is really moving. You know, it's really going very, very fast. And even if you got in a jet plane going 500-600 miles per hour, I don't think you'd be able to catch up with the spinning motion. So we are really moving, and that is why the East is so important. And well, like I say, and I'll say it again, the signature of the personality, the baby, the shape of the face and the body, and also the appearance and the personality is formed at birth from the energy coming from the East. And you know, if you study astrology, everything in the chart is important, of course. All the planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Sun, Moon, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, all that. But without the Ascendant, we have nothing. And that's why it's so sad when people want to get their charts done and some of them don't know their time of birth. Without that time and city of birth, it is impossible for us to calculate that very important rising sign, that rising point. And you know, you say to me, you say, Farley, why is this Ascendant so important? I'll tell you why. Because on Earth, in this realm, we divide the principles, the basic principles, are the elements of the God energy as defined in human terms by at least 360 different unique sets of differentials. And each one of those 360 points or degrees is what makes up the 360 degrees in a circle, which just so happens to make up the zodiac. So if you wanted to try to find your role as far as God consciousness on this planet Earth is concerned, that God point, the I am point, the self point, the identification point, the part of you that separates you from the entire circle, the whole 360 degree circle, you know, you choose one point on that circle as your path, okay? And that is your rising degree. See, get my point here? So that's why, once again, I say it's always so ludicrous when people say, Farley, can you guess my sun sign? I was like, yeah, you're a jerk, you know. No, but seriously, it's guessing sun signs is not the trick behind understanding astrology, but understanding rising signs is the important factor here. Now, once again, let's make this exactly clear, because we always use the symbolism of the circle of light as the identification of the God force. Okay, and the circle of astrology just happens to represent this energy in our realm, okay, because this realm is a realm that creates and manifests separations and distinctions and uniqueness and rarefications, okay? So we do get definition and signature on this planet, in this realm, because we are able to focus on 1/360th of that circle. And that depends what the rising degree is. So whatever your rising sign is, that means whichever one of those 360 degrees is exactly on the eastern horizon, if you took a laser beam from the city you were born and had due east with that laser beam where the sun would normally rise at the moment you were born, right there in the eastern horizon, that laser beam would go through your rising sign, and that is exactly what we calculate when we do your chart. Not only is this element important as far as designing the 12 houses, because you cannot design 12 houses in any school of astrology without having a starting degree, a starting point, point one, which is the rising degree in the chart, okay? You cannot. Not in Equal House, not in Tropical Coke, not in Campanus, Regimentanus, not even in Sidereal. You must have the starting point or the rising point to design the 12 houses, and casting an astrology chart is like creating a work of art, and you must start at the rising point. Okay, so that's number one. And number two, that rising point is the entire focus of the character that is defined from birth through the entire childhood up to 18, 19 years old when you reach your adulthood life. Everything that goes on in that first house, the first 12th of the chart, the rising house we call it, or the house that is just below the horizon. You know, from the moment of birth, there's a laser beam that goes to the eastern horizon. And then if you went downwards, 1/12th of a circle, right, of a full circle, that would equal your first house, or your house of life, your house of character, your house of childhood and personality. So uniqueness is developed during that part of your life, okay? So actually embracing your rising sign, no matter what it is, and don't tell me that you don't like being a Gemini rising, or that you think it's stupid that you're Leo or Aquarius rising, or Libra or Scorpio rising. You must embrace what you have, because this is what you are. And by embracing it, it offers balance and justice connected with your own personal communion with self-esteem and who and what you are and what you have chosen and what you have become. It is extremely karmic what rising degree you have. You know, when the baby inhales that first breath, the very first breath of life, and inhales the astral body and opens its eyes and becomes conscious for the first time outside the womb, the umbilical cord is cut, the breathing starts, and the digestive tract begins to function as the child is weaned, right? Then actually there is so much energy that comes into that baby that rising degree literally sets up the type of character and the type of reflection as far as what role we play in this amazing God drama here on Earth. Okay, and that is what we have earned. The rising degree is what we have earned as far as identity, character, personality, and the exact type of mirror that we will serve as while we live and exist on this planet. So it is very, very important to understand, memorize, and research and study your rising sign degree. And it's very simple. If you look at your wheel, if you have your astroscope in front of you, and all you good students and members of the Astrology Hour should have it nearby when you hear the show, because you never know when I will refer to it. You always look to where the 9 would be on the clock face, looking at the wheel, where the 9 would be on the far left edge is where that's the eastern horizon in the chart, and that's the rising sign. And in my chart, it's got at the far left edge where the 9 would be, all the way at the end of the asterisk that cut that wheel in half. You know, the top half and the bottom half, and you go all the way to the left edge where those asterisks end, and it should have some numbers and some letters, and shame on you if you have not filled in your abbreviations yet. It doesn't say abbreviations down at the bottom of that page for nothing. That's homework. You're supposed to find those letters at the bottom and fill them in up on top. See, so that's why my chart says 2-0 on top on that eastern horizon, then LI in the middle, which is my Libra rising, and then 1-6, one the bottom. So the first number is the degree of rising, and the bottom number is the minute of degree. Now there are, I want to remind you, there's 360 degrees in a full circle, and there's 30 degrees in each sign. Okay, and there's 60 minutes in each one of those 30 degrees. So your rising is going to be made up of degrees and minutes. So it's always four numbers approximately, or sometimes three, you know. If you're like a zero rising, it could be a 0 degree rising too, but I am 20 degrees Libra, 16 minutes in my rising, and that's what I am. Now this says a lot, because as you go through life, and as you deal with karma, and as you deal with magnetic relationships, as far as attracting and repelling people throughout your whole life, understanding what your rising sign is and what their rising sign is and what the rest of their planets are very important, because the big question you must always ask in any relationship comparison is my rising degree comfortable in their natal chart? That's the question you must ask. Like, I'm 20 Libra rising, and I will get along better with people that have compatible elements that will trine and sextile and sometimes opposition my 20 Libra. If I meet too many people, or if I meet one person that has too many inconjuncts, squares, or the wrong kind of oppositions, like perhaps Saturn or Neptune or maybe Uranus oppose my rising, then you know for sure that this person is a reflection of the type of karma or the type of pain you must absolve, overcome, and grow through. Okay, so that's why you will find some of the more easier elements, some of the more ebb and flow, some of the calmer, more fun, more comfortable relationships in your life when you have rising comfort in both charts. Is that clear? So we always look for the zone of comfort in a chart. And once again, the question is, does my rising degree fit comfortably in another person's chart? And does their rising degree fit comfortably in my chart? See, and when we look at a natal chart, there's all kinds of zones of influence. Okay, zones of influence, which means that certain degrees in the zodiac may be squared and opposed and afflicted all to hell by your chart. And obviously, if somebody has a rising sign in that degree, then you're probably not going to get along. There's going to be a lot of stress and pressure and discomfort and anxiety and temperament and such. And yesterday we talked about the 12 tribes of the zodiac. Remember, if you didn't listen, sorry you missed it, how each and every rising sign embraces a unique, specific vibration that gives them a unique, specific relationship to everyone on this planet that has the same rising sign they do, which means I would relate better to all Libra risings. 1 out of 12 people on this planet I will get along with better if they are all Libra risings, because I am Libra, and our 12 house setups will be similar for that reason. That's right. If you're Libra rising, that means every other Libra rising you meet in this planet is going to have similar 12th house setups, and that means all the signs in your chart, on all the cusps in your chart, are going to be the same as all the signs in their chart, all the cusps in their chart. Of course, in equal house astrology, if you're dealing unequal house astrology, well, then you may need to have a supplement to this show to understand the topic. But I teach equal house because it's easy, and because it's logical, and because it works, and because it was used on Atlantis, and because I've confirmed that in my personal meditations. I like Atlantis. It was a very intelligent, evolved astrological civilization, and that's why I love it. Okay, so let's take a look at some options here and some possibilities in this ascendant compatibility. First of all, number one, what you want to do is find your rising sign, also called ascendant, A-S-C-E-N-D-A-N-T. But those of you that have your chart, there's two things you can do. You can turn to the body of the report that explains your chart, because in the astroscope, the miracle and the magic of the astroscope is that we include a term paper literally an explanation for each and every chart, what it means. Totally, and it's wonderful. And one of the first paragraphs you will find in that report will say, will be your ascendant paragraph. Like mine will say, of course, ascendant in Libra. Yours might say ascendant in Virgo or ascendant in Pisces. And you should circle that paragraph. It's the most important paragraph in the whole body of the report. Your ascendant paragraph, or your basic overall vibration, which overrules anything in your chart, including your sun sign, as far as significance is concerned. That's right. The rising is the most important thing in the chart, more than the sun sign. That's why it bugs me when they do these sun sign forecasts, when I even do them on the other station, but that's the way life is. But anyway, you have that paragraph. You also find the rising degree on your chart. You can circle that too, at nine, where the nine would be on the clock face in the far left edge. And then you memorize it. You know, if it's five on top and VI and 27, and you're 5 degrees, 27 minutes Virgo rising, you should have that down in your mind. So when you call me, you can say, Farley, I'm 527. Like Marie knows she's 11 Libra rising. Eva knows she's Libra. Virginia knows she's Libra, but nobody else gave me the degrees but Marie today. Marie gave me 11, so she's a good student because she's helping me zero in on her identity there. So next time you call the show, if you have the degree of rising, you should give it to me, because like a surgeon, I can really tear apart your chart. But anyway, so once you know your rising degree, it's fun to know, okay, what elements in astrology would caress that degree, and also which elements in astrology would attack that degree. Like I know, like I'm Libra rising, I know damn well that Gemini trines it and Aquarius trines it, because they're the other two air signs. So that's why I love it when people have Gemini 20 or Aquarius 20 or Libra 20, because I know there's going to be some kind of comfort between myself and another person if there's that kind of air support in the chart, okay? So like if you were a water rising, like Pisces rising, Pisces 17, then your water support would come from the other two water signs, Scorpio 17 or Cancer 17. There's usually an orb of about 8 degrees on either side. So frankly, if you're Pisces 17 rising, you'd get along best with either a Pisces, Scorpio, or Cancer rising from any one of those signs, right? From about 8 degrees all the way, from 9 degrees up to 25. So 9 Pisces to 25 will be a rising, almost a rising conjunction for you. And that's what we call rapport and balance and fun, because you're seeing eye to eye. It's like you come from the same neighborhood and you never really did. It's really amazing that the kind of rapport. Now, the closest thing to Pisces is Cancer or Scorpio. So if you're Pisces 17, then a Cancer rising from 9 to 25 or Scorpio rising from 9 to 25 would also balance and trine your ascendant, and that would be a comfort zone. Also, sextiles. See, like, let's say you were an Earth rising, like Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo. And if you were like Capricorn rising, well, a person, obviously if they had Virgo or Taurus rising would complement your rising, or another Capricorn rising, and that would be a comfort zone for you. But then there might be a sextile zone, which means two signs away on either side. So if you know your signs in order, you got it licked, right? Because see, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Aries, sextiles, Gemini, and Taurus, sextiles, Cancer, two sides away, and then Gemini, sextiles, Leo. Each sign has two sextiles going to it on each side. Because Gemini would sextile Aries on one side and Leo on the other. See, and Cancer would sextile Taurus on one side and Virgo on the other. So when we find rising signs sextile each other, our two signs away, 60 degrees away, that works. See, I'm Libra rising, so I get along good with Sag 20s. I'm a Libra 20, Sag 20s sextile my rising, and also Leo risings at 20 would sextile my rising sign. So those are also zones of comfort. When we run into trouble and when we get involved with people that eventually can help us make ourselves miserable, because this rising point is how we feel about ourselves. This is the self-esteem, the self-love factor. This is the motivational attitude, mood swing factor. This is the point that allows us to remind ourselves of good times and bad times as far as how people would judge us throughout our whole lives. Okay? And whenever you get criticized or put down or judged or discriminated against because of who or what you are, what you look like, or what you say, you better believe that you're dealing with somebody who probably has something in their chart that stresses out your rising sign. Like I stressed out one of my closer friends the other day, and he doesn't know that I have Neptune in Libra oppose his Aries rising. Neptune opposition to his rising is not good. And sometimes we've gotten in arguments, it's been over his appearance. And more specifically, his head, okay? And even though I don't mean being mean to him, I find it slipping out and creating an issue, and then we don't talk for a while because he takes it personal and he's very sensitive, and I don't blame him. But it's that Neptune opposition to his rising sign. My Neptune, see, as his rising sign does not fit well in my chart. It's squared by my Venus on one end and T-squared by my Neptune on the other. So, you know, that's not compatible. And even though we've been friends on and off for 20 years, it's still a problem. See? So, what you gotta do is become aware that if someone's rising sign sits in your chart, and any one of your planets in the chart is square to that rising sign, or any one of the planets in your chart is opposite, with focus, okay, on Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, sometimes Pluto, and sometimes Jupiter, oppositions to rising signs, can get a little tricky because you know why? Because it always seems that the issue has to do with appearance, character, personality. You ever been around people and they want to try to change you? They don't like your personality or they don't, you know, and actually, it's a selfish reason. You know, sometimes if they come to you from a therapist's point of view or if they're being a counselor or they're being gentle about it, you know, that's one thing. But if they're attacking you about it and if they're doing it, if they're embarrassing you with it, then that's another. See, and that may mean that your ascendant lies somewhere in their chart, or their ascendant lies somewhere in your chart, and then this is a point of incompatibility, because obviously in relationships, when we are talking about things like love, when we are talking about things like companionship, you know, we don't want issues to get in the way that make us feel bad about ourselves, because our partners or our friends keep harping on us about the way we look, the way we dress, the way we come across or whatever, and it makes us mad at them, not like them, and creates karma. See, so ascendant compatibility is absolutely necessary and required in understanding relationships, all kinds. And you know, like I look at my dad's chart, he's got rising in Sag. Well, that's not too bad, except my Saturn in Scorpio squares it. Okay, and my mom's got rising in Aries, and that's not too bad, but my Venus in Cancer squares it. Okay, and I have rising in Libra at 20 degrees, my dad's got three planets in Cancer square that, and my mom's got one planet in Cancer square it, and a planet in Leo square it. No, the planet in Leo doesn't do it. And, you know, my appearance was always an issue when I was growing up with my folks. How I looked, how I dressed, how I acted, my height, my weight, my grooming, whatever. And that's why it became a problem, because there was not the ascendant compatibility in that family. See, sometimes you should lighten up on your kids if you know you have planets in your chart that square or in conjunct or oppose planets in their chart, because it creates a problem. This is Astrological Metaphysical Radio. It's an advanced astrological metaphysical radio show. We don't deal with sun sign astrology here. We teach astrology on the airwaves, scientifically speaking, of the planets, of the rising signs, of the moon signs. And if you listen every day and have patience and picked up some of our suggested reading, perhaps like Secrets from a Stargazer's Notebook by Debbie Kempton Smith, which is a great book on astrology, and take classes, then eventually you're going to start understanding principles about life on Earth that are going to probably take the edge off of some of the questions you've had your whole life. Okay? So, this show has changed a lot of people's lives. Physical radio. The station is KFOX Redondo Beach, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. I got kind of high from that topic. Sometimes when I do this topic holding the celestite, I actually lose track of what's going on. It seems like I'm kind of just flying through the air and delivering this message without even knowing what it is.